Hey, everybody. Today we're debating whether or not man lived alongside dinosaurs, and we are starting right now. Kent's opening statement. Thanks for being with us. Kent, the floor is all yours.
Hey, man. Well, thank you, brother. It's an honor to be with you. My name's Kent Hovind. I've been a Baptist preacher for 52 years. I taught high school science and math for 15 years. I've been traveling now for 37 years teaching on the subject of science and the Bible. I believe the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate. God made everything in 6 days, like he said he did. Jesus said the creation of Adam was the beginning. Well, that means dinosaurs had to live with man. The Ten Commandments, God wrote on a rock with his own finger. In 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Dinosaurs had to live with man. The Bible teaches before the flood came, the people lived to be 900 years old. Go to Genesis chapter 5. You can make a chart like this or get mine. Before the flood, they're living to be 900. Adam lived to be 930. Methuselah, 969. Noah, 950. Reptiles never stopped growing. Never. Just a biological fact. Dinosaurs lived with man. They were big lizards. The Bible says nothing died until Adam sinned. Man brought death into the world. That's 1 Corinthians 15 and Romans chapter 5. So Jesus claimed God made everything in 6 days. He said the creation of Adam was the beginning, and he's the one who did it. So, yes, I think the Bible is clear that dinosaurs had to live with man. Then you look at the anecdotal evidence of dinosaurs mentioned all through history. They called them different names. The word dinosaur wasn't made up till 1841, but they're mentioned all through history. Joseph, can you play that short? You can't, the one you made? Okay. He made the show I just did tonight. If you go back on our channel, drdino.com, all of our channels are listed. What round Facebook and Rumble and Twitter and Instagram and everything. You can get the short we did tonight, the show I did tonight. I do one every Monday through Friday at 7, at 8, at 9 in the morning and 7 at night. Open mic, anybody can call in. But he just did a great short showing all the archaeological evidence of dinosaurs on ancient artwork, ancient pottery, the Chinese, the Indians, all ancient cultures drew pictures of them. Drew pictures. Reptiles never stopped growing. There are probably some of these kinds called the apatosaurus still alive in the Congo swamp. Go to, right here. Oh, should have had this ready. My video number three of my creation seminar series is all about dinosaurs. You get the whole series for $50. When you're done, send it back and get your money back. 18 hours. Video three, dinosaurs in the Bible, 2 hours long. They're mentioned in the Bible. A different name, Behemoth and Leviathan. And Roy Mackle, University of Chicago, evolutionary biologist, believes in evolution. He went to the Congo swamp, in Lickowalla swamp in the middle of Congo. Went there twice. Wrote this book about it. He said, folks, there are still dinosaurs alive in that swamp today. They're only 15 or 20 feet long. Well, yeah, nobody's living to be 900 either, okay? Reptiles never stopped growing. So my contention is, yes, nothing died before Adam sinned. Dinosaurs lived with Adam and Eve. Noah took them on the ark, probably babies. He'd be smart enough to figure out you don't need the big ones. Bring babies. Just be sure to get a pink one and a blue one. And after the flood, people killed most of them. And that's where we have the legends of dragons coming in. So I preach on this all over the world. I defend the Bible is absolutely accurate. God made everything in 6 days. So dinosaurs had to live with man. So, Ammon, I don't know where you fit him into history, but if you believe the evolution story, you've been brainwashed, and I'll help you tonight. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for that opening. And, folks, if it's your first time here at Modern Day Debate, I'm your host, Dr. James Coons. We are a fully neutral platform hosting debates on science, religion, and politics. And if you haven't heard, if you have had your fingers in your ears and been in a cave on Mars, DebateCon 8, Modern Day Debate's official flagship event, is happening this summer. It's 2 days of debates in person in Dallas, Texas, July 25th and 26th. As you can see at the bottom right of your screen, it will have debates including Dinesh D'Souza versus Andrew Wilson, God Logic Apologetics versus Daniel Hakikachu. You don't want to miss it. Get your tickets now. They're linked in the description box. They're also going to be in the chat right now. You don't want to miss it. Tickets are moving fast. Get them now. With that, we're going to jump into the opening from Eamon. Thanks for being with us. The floor is all yours for your opening as well.
All right. Dinosaurs and man. Now, I want to clarify my position. technically, yes, birds are dinosaurs. However, my position is not that man lived next to birds. My position is that man did not live next to what we generally call as non-avian dinosaurs. Non-avian dinosaurs being defined by Merriam-Webster as any dinosaur that is not a bird. Which means this is what Kent has to be showing us today, is that man lives next to dinosaurs. That's his burden of proof. Now, let's start on why I think that man did not live next to dinosaurs. Now, the first bit of proof is the law of superposition. When we look at layers of rock, we can pretty well know that the bottom rock is older than the top rock. Whether that is 10 minutes or 65 million years older, that's besides the point. The bottom is oldest. That's just kind of how things work. If I lay a whole bunch of cards down, the card on bottom probably was laid down first. This is called the law of superposition. It holds no bearing on how old the rock is in order from bottom to top. Just that the bottom is older. This is one of geology's oldest principles, and it's pretty straightforward. It's just bottom is older. Now, that gives us relative ages for these rocks, right? Oldest ones on bottom, the newest ones on top. Now, we can get into absolute aging. So if we were to discover a fossil, how do we figure out how old that fossil is? Now, the fossil itself does not have anything that we can date radiometrically inside the fossil. It is just a sedimentary rock that is kind of filled in where there was bone and created rock in the shape of bone. That's why paleontologists will get after you for saying that this is a dinosaur bone. It's not, it's a rock. It just happens to look like a dinosaur bone because it has been fossilized. Now, how do we actually date it if we cannot go in and test the date of the sedimentary rock? Because you can't test how old sedimentary rock is because its geological clock is not reset by its formation. Now, the way that we do this is by testing the igneous rock that is around it. So if we can find places where there is lava flows or rock formations that would have reset the rock's geological clock, right? When rock gets heated up enough for it to melt into magma or lava, it resets that geological clock that we can then go in and test to see the ages. Now, in the example here on the screen, I've got some trilobite-looking fossils here, and they are sandwiched between two layers of rock that are both possible for us to date. The one above it is dated to be 520 million years old, and the one below it is 545 million years, and that MYA that's on the screen is million years ago. That's when those found. So we can know that that fossil is between 545 million years old and 520 million years old. That is the oldest and the youngest that it can be because we have actual dated rock on both sides. Now that we have a fossil that we have pretty well a pretty solid time that it existed, that rock can now become what is called an index fossil. Now that index fossil is what allows us to date other rocks that we find it in. And so if we find a different location that has this fossil in it, we know because we have already used absolute dating to date that fossil. We know that any other layer of rock that it fits in, that it is found in, is between those two ages, allowing us to further date the rocks. There's no like circular reasoning with this. We find an absolute date using the igneous rocks, and then we go through and we find index fossils that we can then use. And then this is an example of that index fossil. There's no igneous rock or any volcanic rock around it that we can use to date, but we do know that the bottom layer is at least 545 million years old or to 520 million years old. And that establishes what is called the geologic column. This geological column, whether you like it or not, exists because we can just look at the rock. There's a column of rock. It's in order. There's fossils in that rock. It is a column of rock. Whether or not you like it, it exists. Now, using the other two methods, both absolute dating and then using the relative dating, we can go and create a timeline of how these rocks were laid out over the 2.5 billion years that is on this scale. And that is our geological column that we look and we can find throughout the entire world. Now, the problem that a lot of these young Earth creationists will run into with this geological column is all of these dinosaurs are separated through time, right? You're not finding a T-Rex fossil next to a human fossil. You don't find a mammoth fossil next to a Parasaurolophus fossil. Those things just do not happen. They all are within their layers inside of the rock. We don't find dinosaurs that are in the incorrect place through this geological column, right? If what these young Earth creationists say is true, that the flood is what caused it, we would see at least once somewhere, somehow, there's a fossil in the wrong place. We just don't find it. This column here is accurate throughout the entire world, wherever we look. What we would expect to see is human skeletons in dinosaur-buried rock. We don't find that, period. Doesn't happen. Never happens. If what the young Earth creationists say and the flood knocked out the dinosaurs that knocked out the other humans, well, then we would find the humans in the same layers of rock as the dinosaurs because they were living beside each other. We just do not find that. And then also, we would see evidences of dinosaurs living beside man, which we don't. We have never found a non-fossilized T-Rex bone. Never happens. So there's just no evidence for dinosaurs living next to man, which is required for us to say man lived next to dinosaurs. This is the burden of proof that Kent has. In my opinion, he will not fulfill this burden of proof. He's just going to talk. Last time I debated, I did this and it went over really well. I'm going to bring it back. We have our Kent Hovind bingo, and you can see already from his opener, we've already filled out at least three of those. I might look and see if there's any more. If you want to play along at home, go ahead and screenshot this and see if you can get bingo before I can, see if you're paying more attention. But these are just some things that Kent Hovind always says. So I put it into a little bingo card for us today. And that concludes my opener.
Thank you very much for that opening. And folks, we are going to go into the open dialogue. If you happen to have questions, feel free to submit them in the live chat. You can either do that by tagging me with @ModernDayDebate. Otherwise, you can do it via Super Chat, in which case those will go to the top of the list. With that, thank you very much, gentlemen. The floor is all yours for open dialogue.
All right. Well, Ammon, you made quite a few declarations there, like you're the Pope speaking at Cathedra. All your stuff seems to be based on this geologic column. Would you please explain to me if these I get the exact same picture you used right here. I use it all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's why I used it.
Good. Thank you. You're saying the top layer is younger.
Absolutely.
The Holocene is dated at 10,000 years old. The Jurassic is dated at 160 million years old. Where was all this dirt hanging out, waiting to land? Are these layers coming from outer space?
Are you telling me? Oh, there's another bingo. Layers from space.
Before you play your game, bingo, answer me. Where was this dirt hanging out? How can that dirt be a different age than that dirt?
So are you telling me your entire time that you've been doing this, you've never looked into where the dirt comes from?
I've been taught earth science for 15 years. I have 3 doctorates I've earned and 2 honorary. I believe I'm pretty familiar with this topic. You're not answering my question. Where? How can that dirt be a different age than that dirt? Every speck of dirt in the world is the same age.
That's a lie.
Well, then why are you giving it a different number here than here?
Wait. So your claim was every speck of dirt is the same exact age. And I said, that's a lie. And you said, well, why is it different ages?
Can I
answer your question?
Well, I'm not quite done with the question yet.
You asked your question. Did it come from space?
It come from space?
Okay, thank you for stopping to talk long enough for me to answer a question. Okay, no, it did not. So the way that that rocks form, these are sedimentary rocks. We know what sedimentary rocks are, right?
Oh, I taught her science 15 years. Great. I'm very familiar with it.
Okay, we've already hit that bingo card. You don't have to keep saying it. So a sedimentary rock, for those that do not know, is a rock made out of smaller rocks that have been weathered down and then deposited someplace and then hardened into stone. So those rocks existed somewhere else. They were weathered and then they were deposited, making them younger than the layer that they were on top of. Younger being when they were laid down to form that layer that we are looking at that time.
Okay, so your answer is the dirt, the material this layer is made out of, already existed someplace else. It got rearranged and laid down over here, and that now gives it a new age. Isn't it really the same age as all the stuff it's made out of?
So the sedimentary rocks, yes, but were you listening during my opener?
Listen carefully, yes. I made a whole bunch of notes. I'm ready to
take you on all of them. All right, so let's go look at it. So, law of superposition, things on bottom are just older.
That is not
true. If you want to say no to that, then you're denying it's just silly to say that. You're just denying logic. Okay. So going into the absolute ages, the way that we tell the ages of the rock.
Ammon, before you move on from now, moderator, I want to answer before you move on. You claim the bottom layer is older, and there is no such thing as a law of superposition.
Yes, there is.
That was made up. You believe there is, okay? There's no how. If I shuffle a deck of cards, is the top card younger? Okay.
You're allowed to disagree with science. Just good. Say that you disagree.
I disagree with evolution. Evolution is not part of science. Okay.
I'm not debating evolution. I'm debating science. There's another bingo card. You don't love science because you're saying that you don't believe in science.
I love science. I believe in science.
Debate evolution.
No, science. The word means knowledge. We know cows produce cows. Oh, we do not know cows and bananas are related.
Put
your dumb game away and focus on the debate.
I know that you're enjoying bingo, but in terms of the actual debate, it's good to engage with each other more.
Yeah. Okay. I would like to know if the material that the Holocene dirt is made from already existed. According to my understanding of your religion, evolution, the Big Bang created everything. So every speck of dirt in the universe, the stars, everything is 13.772 billion years old. So this dirt came from an explosion 13.772 billion years ago. And you're claiming you can date the time it was laid down. You know when that was put on top. What if the layers are forming sideways? Have you seen the video experiments and stratification?
I already tried to explain this. You tried to cut me off. And then you called moderator. I was explaining this when you cut me off.
Here's your chance, Eamon. Go ahead.
Okay.
Where did the dirt come from?
Okay. So Kent is trying to conflate two different things. One is sedimentary rock, which is a bunch of little particles that have been weathered away of other rocks coming down to lay down on top of other rocks. Now, there's a different type of rock that goes through a different geological process. This is... igneous rock, it goes through melting. It melts down into magma or lava, resetting its geological clock. That is how we date these ages. If we just look at a layer of just limestone, we cannot tell if it's from the Jurassic or the Mesozoic. We can't. But we can look at the layers of rock around it, the rock that is inside of it, and date the igneous rocks, the rocks that have had their geologic clock reset. Those we can date.
I understand completely what you're saying.
Do you?
But yeah, I do. The geologic column was made up in 1830. way before there was radiometric dating, 120 years later after World War II and the bomb explosion of the atomic bombs, they discovered, wow, there's radioactive decay in things. Potassium, argon, rubidium, strontium, lead-208, there's about 20 different kinds. And so all these, to date these columns, to date these layers after 1950, if they get a date that does not match what was already established in 1830, it's thrown out. Show Watch me. My video 7. Show I cover all no, kinds no, no. of examples
don't,
where it's thrown
don't
out.
Say to show it to me. I want you to show me that reference right now.
Okay, that's it takes me a while. I got 104,000 slides. I can get to it. But my point is, I will show you. My point is, every speck of dirt in the planet is the same age. It's all 13.772 billion years old.
So are you saying the geologic clock does not reset when it turns into lava and magma?
Melting it down, does that change the age of the rock?
It changes the age that it was created. It resets the geologic clock.
Well, that's the theory.
No, that's the science.
Okay. Radiometric dating. Let me get this called.
Not radiometric dating. We're not talking about radiometric dating. Sorry.
Which kind do you
want? Sorry, we are talking. I jumped the gun. I expected you to talk about carbon dating. Keep going.
Well, they're all based on the same assumption that the decay rate has remained constant, that you know the initial content, and there's been no contamination. No radiometric dates of any kind would be allowed in an honest court of law. You cannot
that
know
that has nothing to do with you know okay. a lot about honest courts of law, don't you?
Here we go with the ad hominem. Moderator,
that's not ad hominem is saying that you're wrong because you've got brown hair. An insult is not an ad hom.
Okay.
Well, now show me the evidence.
Okay. Ever since radiometric dating of every kind was invented after 1950, Willard Libby, University of Chicago, came up with it. I got the evidence right here. Time magazine made him man of the year in August of 1950. I can't read my slide. That's clogged. I'm going for something else here. Okay. Radiometric dating. In 1949, when they first invented radiometric dating, they found a mammoth, the lower leg, carbon dated at 15,000 years old, but the flesh and skin was 21,000. Which one's correct?
These are two different mammoths. Kent, you've been called out on this before.
So
these are two different mammoths. Your reference talks about this. You are lying. Thank you.
Okay. Science Magazine, 1963. Living mollusk shells were carbon dated at 2,300 years old. That was from Science Magazine. Is that reference wrong too?
So again, this is something you bring up all the time. Why would you carbon date a mollusk shell? We're not talking about mollusk shells here, Kent.
Why would the carbon date be wrong?
Because it incorporates carbon from its surroundings into it. Are you saying so it means that we can only get older ages because that mollusk has incorporated older carbon into it. So are you saying that carbon dating is actually giving us older, so the Earth is older than 6,000 years? Because radiometric dating, according to that, this mollusk is too old because it incorporated some isotopes from carbon that are too old. Again, you're trying to carbon date living things. We're not talking about carbon dating for one. We're talking about radiometric dating of other things because carbon doesn't go long enough. And even so, carbon dating is a problem for you because carbon dating still goes past the 6,000 years of the
Bible. Well, it's not a problem at all. Trust me. I'm not troubled at all by this. Let's see.
That's why you have to lie and bring up that mammoth that has been shown to you several times to be two different mammoths.
I will go check on that. If it is, I'll change it. Okay, nobody's ever shown that to me, okay?
That's a lie.
The problems with all radiometric dating is you don't know how much was in it to start with. You're saying when you melt a rock, it resets the clock. For which element? For uranium to lead or argon to argon? Or which element does it reset the clock for?
Sorry, typing.
Go ahead and tell me. So melting the rock and letting it reharden like lava or volcanic, something igneous rock ignited, been burned, okay? Lava is a classic example. Why does it reset the clock? Did they create new, uranium to go to lead? Or how do you know it resets the clock?
So, okay, cool. We can go with it doesn't reset the clock, and it's actually much, much older than 6,000 years, because apparently you have to have it be 6,000 years. If it doesn't reset the geological clock when it goes through lava, it's much, much older than that.
Mm. Well, if I recall, the title of the debate tonight is Did Dinosaurs Live with Man?
All right, so let's talk. Where's your proof that dinosaurs lived with man?
So even if the Earth was billions of years old, if there was evidence that dinosaurs lived with man, I win the debate. Okay.
Cool. Let's see.
I think all the dating methods have some serious problems. I cover that carefully, but that'd be a different debate. Let's call for that one later. Let's see. You asked for it. I showed you. Okay. And I can show you lots more evidence where they select the dates they want to fit. If you get a date from a rock sample.
No, you didn't show that.
I'll tell you what. I will pay $100. Listen to me. I will pay $100 to somebody take one lava sample, break it up into 10 pieces, send it to 10 different laboratories. Don't tell them anything about it. Ask them how old it is. You will get 10 different numbers. I'll bet you $100. Would you take that bet?
Will you pay for the testing and the?
How much does it cost? I could try to raise the money for that.
No idea. If you are, I'll make you the deal right now. Let's do it. Let's look and see how much it takes to send it off to 10 different places. Let's go test it.
I can tell you, in Dallas, Texas, the Institute for
Creation. Are you not willing to put your money where your mouth is? Let's go test it. Yeah.
In Dallas, Texas, there's a radiocarbon laboratory. They date this kind of stuff, radiometric dating, at the Institute for Creation Research. They've done many papers on this, icr.org, and they will tell you, you can date the same rock 10 times and get 10 different dates.
Let's see the research.
So they've already done it.
Show it if it's already been done. Put it up on screen.
The debate tonight is on dinosaurs, sir.
Then why are you bringing up things that aren't about? Every time you bring up...
You brought it up.
Every time you bring up something that I want you to back up, you say, well, that's not what the debate is about. The debate is about dinosaurs. And then you continue
talking. Calm down. I'm going to call your mama if you don't calm down. Now listen to me.
What the heck?
Listen, this geologic column does not...
I'm going to call your mama is what you just said? And you told me... You said that I odd-hound you?
The geologic column does not exist anywhere in the world.
Show me the evidence that dinosaurs live with man.
I'm trying to get there. Okay, you keep bringing up other stuff.
You brought up my mama for some reason.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. The geologic column does not.
Okay.
I'll try not to do it anymore. I'll try to find somebody who doesn't get offended so easily and do it on them. Okay, it's a joke. Okay,
you're acting like this crazy.
You're the first
one that complained about an ad hoc.
Okay. Okay. Dinosaurs lived with man. We have them called dragons all through history, and people have always lived with them. Oh, hang on. I got some PowerPoint problem here. There. Okay. We certainly have the Bible teaching that God made everything.
We're just seeing
it. Interrupting again.
We're just seeing a home screen. If you're showing something, you're not showing it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get there. Okay.
Okay. I just didn't want you to be showing something that's not there. Okay.
The word dinosaur was invented in 1841. Before that, they were called dragons. Yet old dictionaries like this 1891 dictionary still does not have the word dinosaur in it. The Bible uses the word dragons 34 times. Ancient dictionaries talk about dragons as now rare. As the human population increased after the flood, when only 8 people survived, people began to spread out around the world. And the dinosaurs, the dragons, became a nuisance, apparently, and people killed them because there are hundreds of legends of people killing dragons. I can show you all the legends if you'd care to. And if you could kill a dragon, you'd be famous. Kill a grizzly bear, okay? Here we go. I think man killed off the dinosaurs for multiple reasons. Gilgamesh story has him slaying a dragon. Read the Gilgamesh epic. The Chinese legend about a man named Yu, after the flood, it says Yu surveyed the land of China, divided into sections. He built channels to drain the water off to the sea and make the land livable. Many snakes and dragons were driven from the marshlands. Chinese legends have nothing to do with the Bible. They're claiming some of their settlers had to kill dragons. The Chinese calendar has dragons on it as one of the zodiac symbols. Okay, why? Here's a slate palette from near Egypt where they have two long-necked dinosaurs on here. How did they know to make these if man did not live with dinosaurs? How did they know? This is the archaeological evidence, as I mentioned in my opening, is overwhelming. Ancient artwork, ancient pottery, all thousands of them show dinosaurs or dragons living with humans. Pterodactyl, let's see. I want to forget the pterodactyl one right here. Let's see, right here. So I would say the ancient artwork is overwhelming. Marduk, the chief god from Babylon in 600 BC, shows him seated on a fire-breathing dragon. The Bible talks about fire-breathing dragons in Job chapter 41. A flame goes out of his mouth. Okay, let's see. In the Catholic Bible, they talk about, well, it's a different story here. Okay, I'll show you the evidence. Saddam Hussein, Iraqi dictator. He built, he rebuilt the ancient wall of Babylon, the country there. He spent a fortune. On that ancient wall of Babylon, there were clear impressions of lions and dragons. A friend of mine was a soldier over there during the war. He said, yeah, there's dragons on this wall. So they rebuilt it. Why would they put dragons on a wall built in, dinosaurs, in a wall built in 600 BC? Alexander the Great said when he conquered part of India in 326 BC, before Christ, his soldiers were scared by dragons that lived in the cave. Here's a Roman mosaic made in the second century after Christ showing two long-necked dinosaurs. Is this some other animal? Did they miss it? The famous painting of the slaughter of King Saul, 1562, a Renaissance painting, 400 years ago. The suicide of Saul. This remarkable thing, this painting shows dinosaurs in this painting in 1562. You tell me, did dinosaurs live with man or were they making this up? They painted it. I didn't do it. St. George in 275 AD. Wait.
So you've been going for like 5 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So your responses are, there are some paintings that kind of look like dinosaurs. Now, that painting there, camels. Now you have the burden of proof to show evidence that man lived with dinosaurs. Now, if in 1562 they were painting dinosaurs, where's the evidence of the dinosaurs? You have no proof that those paintings ever lived. You have no proof that they ever rode on the back of a dinosaur. Just because I can paint it doesn't mean that it's a thing. You have no proof that those things were living, Kent. You're asserting that this thing that looks like a dinosaur. Have you ever seen medieval paintings of cats? They have little like chubby baby faces on them. Does that mean that the cats back in medieval times had little chubby baby faces? Or does it mean that they just weren't very good at drawing things that they weren't very familiar with?
But there are cats
now,
today.
You have to give me evidence.
Let me answer your question, moderator.
I mean, one second, gentlemen.
Just my mic. Give me. When it's his turn to talk, shut off my mic. When it's his turn, shut off his mic. Okay.
Why are you just relax? Hold on, gentlemen.
You asked a question. I'm answering it.
So okay, just one sec. Hold on. Is I do want to give Eamon more time to talk. Is it is true that. Kent, we did give you a lot, but at the same time, Eamon, I think that, you know, Kent is saying, but, you know, if you're going to ask me a question, like, did you ask me a question or was it rhetorical? So if you want to give him a chance, Eamon, you can, but if you really want to say, hold on, well, I'll re-ask it at the end of my response, that's okay. But I do want to, Eamon, that's obviously why you want to answer, is you have to ask a question.
My answer would be there are all kinds of different cats and they have different faces. There may be some chubby cats. My daughter has one that's pretty chubby and useless. And I think show me the picture of what you're talking about. And I'll tell you if I can decide if that's a cat or not. Show me the evidence. Okay. So yes, I think, do you think what this picture is here, this Roman mosaic made out of a little bitty tile, they made this, they invented this long neck animal. What animal today looks anything like that? Go ahead. I'm done.
Are you saying that's what cats look like, Kent? Is that a cat to you?
That is a dinosaur to me, Eamon. What is it to you? What does that look like to you?
Are you... Let me make sure that I'm actually...
I asked you a question. Seeing, what does that look like to you?
So you asked me to show you the Renaissance paintings.
Okay,
well... I go one because here's...
Well,
here's
one at a time, okay.
Renaissance painting.
Here. Renaissance painting,
is
right there.
Is that a cat to you? What? Is that a cat?
No.
Is that a cat face to you?
Those are cats. Look at the Renaissance painting. Those look like they're dinosaurs to me. How many of you in the audience think those look like dinosaurs? pretty unanimous here. Ammon, what do those animals look like to you? Now, whether they saw them or not is a different story. Do they look like dinosaurs to you?
As someone that calls himself Dr. Dino, you think that looks like an Apatosaurus?
I think this is what the Apatosaurus model looks like. The Brachiosaurus longer front legs. That looks
like in the painting.
Okay. I think
that could be that, why isn't that one a giraffe?
I guess if you ask a question, Eamon, I want to give Kent a chance to answer if you ask a question. But I do want to make sure too that Eamon, that you get enough time to respond to Kent's
all the time
other want. Photos okay. and stuff, paintings.
I will say if I showed that picture right there, that Renaissance painting, to 1,000 people, 99% of them would say that looks like a dinosaur. It doesn't look like a cat to me. It looks like a dinosaur. Now, whether it is or not, is a different story.
Did I say it looked like a cat?
I don't know why you got cat pictures in there at all. Okay. I will say 99% would say that looks like a dinosaur in that painting. What does it look like to you, Ammon?
Looks like a giraffe to me.
A giraffe?
Mm-hmm.
They're riding on the back of a giraffe.
They're riding on the back of a dinosaur? Have you seen dinosaur bones?
Have you seen giraffes backslope like this? Try to ride a giraffe. I'd pay $50 to watch that.
Okay. So can we go back to where you said, show me the Renaissance painting of a cat and you'll tell me if it looks like a little baby face?
No, I don't want to. I'm not interested in cats. I'm interested in dinosaurs. Does that look like...
Okay, let me give you a
Does that look like a dinosaur to you?
No, it does not look like a dinosaur.
It does not look like a dinosaur?
No.
Okay. It looks like a cat to you? What are you smoking?
I didn't say it looks
like a cat. I do want to...
Why are you...
Well, I do want to give Eamon a chance to respond just because, like I said, there were a lot of paintings and other things that you had showed Kent.
Okay.
So Kent's position is these things in the Renaissance paintings have long necks, therefore they're dinosaurs. They're not dinosaurs. That one, if you ask me, that's a camel. Now, I don't think it looks like a camel. However, I don't think the person that painted it knew what a camel looked like. They knew that they had some pretty long necks, they had a humpback, and people ride them. And so this painting, which is supposed to take place in the Middle East, they're like, they should be riding camels. I've had a camel described to me. I'm going to paint a camel, which is, it's got a long neck and it's got an arched back. Now, they're not very good at art. Look, this is a cat from the Renaissance paintings. That looks nothing, especially this guy right here. This looks nothing like a cat. But that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a cat. Now, you cannot go off of a Renaissance painting because none of the other animals in the Renaissance paintings look like the animals they're supposed to. Yet Kent is here asserting that the dinosaurs are the only animals in the Renaissance paintings that actually look like they're supposed to, which I don't think they do. As someone that looks at dinosaurs a lot, and Kent, claiming to be Dr. Dino, looks at dinosaurs a lot, and he's claiming that looks like a dinosaur? That's not even close to an apatosaur. Now, I don't think that just because someone painted something into a painting, I mean, I can paint a unicorn into a painting, doesn't make it real. Kent will assert that it's real because it's in the King James Bible. But I can paint a picture of a gigantic crab that comes out of the ground and eats people. That doesn't make it real. It just means that someone painted it. Kent has no proof that those things actually existed. Now, I do, in my personal opinion, I do think that a lot of the old myths surrounding surrounding dragons do stem from dinosaurs. Just like how the Cyclops in Greece has been shown to actually have been a elephant or a mammoth skull, where they looked at the skull and it had this big cavity here in the center, and they said that must be a Cyclops. I think that someone sometime found a dinosaur bone, perhaps, or a giant tooth, or maybe even a skull, and said, oh, wow, this thing must be real, because back then they didn't think that things went extinct. They thought that God never would let his creations go extinct. And so they're like, this thing must be alive, a dragon, and someone must have killed it. Therefore, the myths of killing these dragons exist. So no, I don't think that a Renaissance painting that has something that has a long neck, we have animals that have long necks, is compelling evidence.
Okay. How about Richard Bell, a Catholic bishop, his tomb has a brass engraving on there. Does that look like a cat or does that look like two dinosaurs or a camel to you? Does that look like an apatosaurus to you, Ammon? This is from, let's see, I'll get to, you can get Richard Bell, 15th century. called David Golding. See, he went there and took the picture. There's his email, David@Golding.co. He lives in the United Kingdom. Does that look like an apatosaurus on the tomb to you from 1500s?
Where's the head? Where's the neck? I don't know what I'm looking at. Because it looks to me like it's going off to the left there. And it's got a big body and a tail. I don't see any neck or a head. In fact, I do kind of see a little bit of a head there that looks like maybe it's got an ear and a jaw that might be, because you're shown two different pictures there. Yeah, I don't know what that looks like too. It doesn't look like an apatosaur.
Oh, okay.
Because it doesn't match the apatosaur features. Now, again, Kent, does a carving mean that it lived? Does a carving mean that it lived? Or are they just not very good at art?
That can certainly be your position if you'd like. You asked me the purpose of the debate tonight, where's the evidence of man living with dinosaurs? I would say in any honest court of law, this would be admitted as evidence. Look, it looks like it could be. They must have seen something. What were they basing this carving on? They're making it up out of the clear blue sky?
Interesting. So you're saying that a court of law would accept this carving that happened when was it? That one was that?
1500s? 15th century, 1496.
15th century, yeah. So you're saying the court of law would accept the 15th century carving when it's been shown that they aren't very good at drawing animals, like that cat that I said. I'm not saying this is a cat. I'm right. Saying that they're just not very good. Even a common household animal like a cat, they're just not very good at drawing them. And you're saying that somehow this holds up in a court of law more than scientifically backed radiometric dating.
Okay, you found
interesting that that's your.
Let me answer your question. You found one artist who wasn't good at drawing cats. Have you seen any other Renaissance paintings? Were all of them stupid? Nobody could draw back then?
Let's go back. Let's see. Is this your contention? A single artist, Kent?
Okay. Do you think nobody knew how to do artwork? Is your contention that nobody in the Renaissance time was a good artist? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm saying that I have never seen a Renaissance photo that's like, look, this is a picture of a lion, and it actually looks like a lion. Right? There's entire video series of where they say, this is the painting, and this is the description. What do you think the animal is? And it's hilarious when they get to the end to say the artist was actually trying to draw a camel. Because they had only heard that it had a long neck and a humped back, and people ride on it. And look, there's that Renaissance painting that has a long neck and a humped back. If you were to show any four-year-old that had never seen a dinosaur but seen camels, they'd say, oh, yeah, that's obviously a camel. So my position is Renaissance artists only could draw pictures of things that they knew, and we see what they can do with things that they have seen with their own eyes, because I'm sure that most Renaissance artists know what a cat looks like. Imagine a Renaissance artist for an animal that they have never seen in their life. They've only heard it described to them. So, no, Kent, this painting of what you call a dinosaur is not compelling evidence that dinosaurs lived with men. You have to have some actual physical evidence. Say, look, here is a dinosaur, not something that if you squint your eyes and cock your head a little bit might look like a dinosaur.
Blow it up even more. Okay. Ammon, do those look like people?
No.
In that drawing?
No.
Those aren't people.
They look like camels. Blocks.
Those aren't people walking with them. What are they walking with them?
So you asked me, do they look like people? No, they don't look like people.
Okay.
However, they're probably people because the artist drew them and said, this is them. This is okay. What did you say? The escape of Saul. So probably those are people. I don't think they look like people. They look like blobs. The problem with a lot of the Renaissance artwork is they lack the knowledge of proper perspective, which is why things end up not looking very well. Especially, I've addressed this. You're going to ask me what this looks like, a dinosaur. I'm going to say they don't know what they're drawing. They might be a camel. It might be a lion. It might be an alligator. My assertion, and it's the same assertion to any any archaeologist that you say, look, this painting seems to show a dinosaur. They're going to say it's not a dinosaur because there's no proof that man lived with dinosaurs.
So you're starting with the false assumption and coming to the same conclusion.
Okay. To the conclusion.
Well, here you go. This is found an Indian pictograph found in the Grand Canyon. Does that look like an upright dinosaur?
No.
What is that? Is that a cat?
So again, you continually misrepresent my position of the cat, Kent.
Okay.
Forget my the cat. Example. Then why do you keep bringing up the cat?
I think it's hilarious.
Because you think it's hilarious because you didn't know that that's what a Renaissance cat looked like. Maybe it had a little baby face on it. I don't know. I'd have to see a picture. And then I showed you a picture and you're like, forget the cat. That doesn't.
That was obviously a cat. That was obviously a cat. It was a bad drawing.
With a human face? Yeah. Does cats have human faces? Wait, go back two slides. Forward one. The one where you had the hieroglyph and the dinosaur next to it.
Oh, right here?
Right there.
That is an artist's conception of what they think that thing is drawing. There are dinosaurs that look like that.
Kent, you need to do research into what dinosaurs. You haven't seen what a dinosaur looks like since the 80s. That's not what a dinosaur looks like. No, show me a modern representation of a dinosaur that looks like that.
That is labeled on here the Edmontosaurus. So you don't think that looks like a dinosaur?
No,
okay.
It doesn't.
The book written, when was this? I forgot when this was written. I should have written the date on here. This is a book from the early, when they first really kind of white man discovered the Grand Canyon. They found these drawings, said, man, there's some drawings that appear to be dinosaurs. And here's the article they wrote in 1925. The fact that some prehistoric man made a pictograph of a dinosaur on the walls of this canyon upsets completely all our theories. Facts are stubborn and immutable things. If the theories do not square with the facts, the theories must change. Published at Oklahoma Museum, 1925.
Great.
See, the Grand Canyon area.
Anyone since 1925 has looked at those?
What I don't know. You show me the evidence where they disproved it. Burden of proof's on you for that one.
No, the burden of proof is where it's proven to be a dinosaur. Someone in 1925 said that might look like a dinosaur, even though it doesn't look like any dinosaurs that we know of today.
He didn't say it might look like one. He said the fact that a prehistoric man made a pictograph of a dinosaur upsets our theories. I'm quoting straight from the book, page 5.
Okay. It was one person's opinion back in 1925.
Yeah.
Over 100 years ago. That looks like a dinosaur.
No. He said it's a dinosaur.
That it looks to him, it's a dinosaur.
He did not say it looked like. Read what it says. He said they drew a dinosaur on the wall of the canyon.
That's his opinion.
Okay, but he didn't
when a scientist says a thing that you agree with, you take it as absolute scripture. Maybe not scripture because you don't want to commit a heresy. You take it as absolute fact that this person in 1925, who's never seen a dinosaur, who's only seen very rudimentary, like go look up what they thought dinosaurs looked like in 1925. The scientific reconstruction, it doesn't look anything like a dinosaur today. Because we have better science. We've done lots better scans of these dinosaurs. Now, again, you're going back to, look, someone painted something that looks like a dinosaur. Show me actual physical evidence of a dinosaur. I don't want this blob looks like a dinosaur. I want physical evidence. Look, look, look. Stop. Don't move. Where's the dinosaur feature on that blob?
Well, a big, heavy body, a long neck, a long tail, four
legs.
Where's
the long neck?
I would say where the pocket knife is the long neck.
Okay. Where's the long, judging by the way, where's the long tail?
This is a greatly eroded piece of rock on the canyon. You know,
rocks erode. Oh, okay. So because there's this blob with something coming off one end, that's a dinosaur, Kent?
They said, the guy who looked at it up close said, the fact that some prehistoric man made a pictograph of a dinosaur upsets our theories.
Okay.
Yes, so your theories should be upset.
Because someone 100 years ago said, fact, dinosaur. Even though he didn't know what a dinosaur looked like, even though you admit that that doesn't look like a dinosaur because you can't find the head, you see a blob and a tail. Is that what dinosaurs look like to you, Kent? That's an accurate depiction of a dinosaur to you?
Well, let me explain something to you. The guy who looked at it 100 years ago was probably more clear than it is today due to weathering and exfoliation and things like that. So maybe it's not as clear today as it was 100 years ago. But 100 years ago, he said, they drew a dinosaur. He didn't say it looked like one. He said they drew one.
Okay. So maybe just because he said it doesn't look like, it's still his opinion. So your evidence still, even though I've asked you several times for other evidence, your evidence still is, and look, you're even scrolling past even more of them. Your evidence is, look, there's drawings on a wall that looks like a dinosaur. Therefore, it's a dinosaur.
You tell me, does that look like he's trying to depict a dinosaur? Or is that a camel or a cat? Is this artist trying to depict a long tail, long neck sauropod? Of which there are eight different. I think there's eight different kinds. Apatosaur, cetosaur, mimetosaur, seismosaur, brachiosaur, whichever.
Wait, you think that there is only eight kinds of sauropod?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You have not done any research into dinosaurs in the last 30 years, Kent.
You are changing the subject.
You don't have any idea of what dinosaurs is. That's fine.
You have no idea what research I've done.
That looks like a dinosaur.
Look like a dinosaur? Hey, yay!
Sure.
Admit it.
James. Now show me evidence that dinosaurs... You have no evidence that that picture on a wall was alive. Show me evidence that that picture on the wall, just like you always say, in you have no proof that that bone had children. Now, you have no proof that that picture on the wall ever lived. Show me evidence...
I can't prove a human drew it either. I bet a cat drew that picture. Fantastic. That's what I think.
Interesting. You keep bringing up cats, even though you're like, we'll drop that.
You brought it up. I'm going to use it.
You said several times you'll drop it. I think that the cats are the best response to this because people weren't very good at drawing. Have you ever tried to draw a dinosaur?
Oh, I'm not an artist at all. You know,
They weren't artists either. Okay. Are you saying the caveman is a better artist than you, Kent?
There are no, well, people live in caves today. I don't know. I'm not
right. Yes, okay. This is up in Canada. Caveman. I said the person that lived in the cave that drew that picture. Now, what dinosaur has spikes on the back like that, Kent?
Quite a few have spikes on the back. Or
which one?
Frilled. I don't know the names of them now. I didn't come prepared. It doesn't matter. I didn't come prepared for that.
Doctor Dino.
I'm showing you evidence that dinosaurs and man live together.
Okay, can you show me a sauropod dinosaur that has horns like that, Kent?
I didn't say a sauropod dinosaur had horns.
Okay, this go back one to the looks like picture up in Canada.
This looks like somebody's got a highly skilled cat that is drawing a picture of a dinosaur on the cliff. That looks like to me. They got a smart cat.
I mean, it doesn't look anything like a dinosaur to me.
Okay. Here's a drawing from Queensland, Australia, Aborigines.
So, Kent, I'm going to cut you off. I don't want any more pictures of walls.
I know you don't.
Yeah, because it doesn't prove anything. I've already addressed this. Okay?
No, you've already decided what you want to believe.
No, you've decided what you want to believe. You said, that's a dinosaur. And by the way, Kent, that's not a dinosaur.
This is not one either? The plesiosaur?
Plesiosaur is not a dinosaur. It's a reptile. Dr. Dino.
The word dinosaur means terrible reptile, terrible lizard is what the word means.
Terrible not reptile, Kent.
So is a plesiosaur does not fit in the dinosaur category?
No, it's not part of dinosauria. Yeah.
Okay. Is this a plesiosaur they're trying to draw here?
No idea. So
I agree with you. I agree with you on that.
At this point, Kent, I have addressed this already. Mm-hmm. They weren't very good at drawing things.
Well, that's your reason. Yeah. So, Your Honor, yeah, for the
that,
record.
That is, yeah, yeah, I love, you keep going, Your Honor, Your Honor, Your Honor. You love the court meme. You love the courts. You love the courts. So, is your only evidence that, oh, look, look, that, that's a, are you saying that they had giant ants back then that were 25 football filled long?
I did not
is
say
that,
any
is
such
that
thing.
Your claim? Okay, cool.
I didn't claim
great.
That.
So,
I'm you about keep to point out back, if you stop
you,
jabbering.
You have only touched the one topic that they drew on the walls, things that might look like dinosaurs. And yeah, okay. some of them kind of, if you squint your eyes and close one of them and take off your glasses, they might look like a dinosaur. Well, now, okay. I've addressed already that doesn't make it a dinosaur. You have no proof that drawing on the wall ever lived. You have no proof that they actually saw something like that. You have no proof that they didn't go dig up some bones themselves and look at it. Cool. So now, do you have any actual physical, again, let's reiterate the thing that I asked 15 minutes ago. Do you have physical evidence of dinosaurs living with man? Or do you have drawings on the walls that if you squint your eyes and close one of them and then turn around, it looks like a dinosaur? Is that your claim? Your only claim?
I think listen to me. All the drawings and artwork of people showing dinosaurs would be clear evidence that they must have seen something that reminded them of the dinosaur. In your mind, they got to all be made up because you've already decided dinosaurs lived millions of years ago. You've already decided that.
I didn't decide that. Science did.
Okay. Go to Ica, Peru. Dr. Dennis Swift from Beaverton, Oregon. There's his phone number. He's a longtime friend of mine. He's been down there several times. They have found 50,000 of these stones carved by the Ica Indians. The story of the Nazca burial stones. They buried these stones with the people. Many of these rocks had dinosaurs carved on them. Would you say they're trying to depict, there's a museum containing 50,000 of them. Would you say on this Ica stone, they're trying to depict a Triceratops? Is that the one on the right? And a Stegosaurus above it? What are they trying to depict there?
No idea. I've already addressed this.
I agree. You got no idea. Now you're hitting it right there. Okay.
Kent.
Listen.
I've already addressed this.
So therefore, case closed, Your Honor.
Yeah,
he won.
Yeah, I have addressed this. You keep using the same bit of evidence. Okay.
That's what this is for, the whole debate tonight. This is evidence that man lived with dinosaurs.
You have a single line of questioning, and you don't have any bit of evidence to follow. But that's okay. You can keep pretending like this has proven your point. Even though I've already addressed this point, okay? So do you have any other actual physical evidence that man lived with dinosaurs? Do you, yes or no?
I would put my evidence into several different categories. Number one, we have written records where people describe killing dragons. And I think if you listen to the description, most people would conclude it's something like a dinosaur. There is written records, historical legends about this. Secondly, there is physical evidence of artwork, paintings on walls, carvings on tombstones that look like, to anybody else who's not already prejudiced, they're carving a dinosaur. What is this showing here?
I asked you a question.
Does this look like he's trying to depict a stegosaur and a triceratops and maybe an ankylosaurus at the bottom? I don't know.
No
or
idea.
Brachiosaurus. Look, it does not. That does not look like a dinosaur. None of those look like dinosaurs to you?
No idea what he's trying to pick, Kent. I've already addressed this. You keep going back.
You keep going back to the same point over and over.
You're being disingenuous, Kent. You're not interacting.
Yeah, you're admitting you're losing. Does this look like a dinosaur? Just yes or no.
I'm losing.
Does this look like a dinosaur or a cat?
I'm pulling up a better picture of it. No, it doesn't. The better picture does not show that.
No, you're not showing me this better picture. What picture do you have of these Ica stones?
Let me look at it.
There's a museum down there by people who believe in evolution.
Wait a second. The Ica stones are a collection of andesite stones with engraving motif created as a work of art in the 1960s, Kent. You are a liar. You are an absolute 100% liar. Why are you alive? No, created as a work of art in 1960s by Peruvian former Bizzolo Yusuchuya and others in the Ica Province. These were made in 1960s. Kent, you are a liar.
Okay, listen, numbskull. If we're going to call names, okay?
You are
somebody
a liar,
somebody in 1960 started making these things and selling them because they found so many other ones that had dinosaurs on them. Some of them are fake. That does not mean all of them are fake.
The one you showed me is fake.
You think that one is fake?
The one you showed me is fake.
What evidence do you have that this was made in 1960? They have, here's a whole museum. Here's shelves of them.
Did somebody fake all these? This is my evidence.
Right here. Called Dr. Cabrera.
You are a liar. Let me get to my evidence that you are a liar. Okay. So can you see what is on? Oh, that's got smaller. Can you see what is on
Wikipedia? Now there's a good source for information. There you go.
What we could do is if you want to screen share, you can, and this is for both of you if you want, is you just click that green share button at the bottom center of the window and then select which window, like your PowerPoint or a browser, so that people can see it. Otherwise, I don't think they're going to be able to see. They might be able to see it, Eamon, but.
All right. I just asked to share.
Okay.
Okay. Let me make, Your Honor, let me make my point and he can blabber all he wants.
No, it's my turn. It's my turn, okay. Kent.
You've called me a liar. Let me explain. They found these stones and people started selling them. Some entrepreneurs said, wow, here's a way to make money. They started faking some. That does not mean all of them are fake. There are fake $100 bills too, you know. That does not mean, well, our government is. Okay. So the fact that some are fake does not prove all are fake. They found
specifically
them.
Specifically the picture that you showed is a picture of one of the fakes.
How do you know that?
Because that...
Prove to me that that is a one done after 1960. Prove that's a fake one.
Can you see my screen, Kent?
I see a Wikipedia article. I wouldn't trust that very far, but go ahead.
Okay, cool.
Andesite stones, yep.
Okay, so the Ica stones are a collection of andesite stones with engraving motifs created as an art, a work of art in the 1960s.
You said that already.
Was the 1960s before or after the Ica Empire in whenever that was?
You're missing my point. The Ica stones were discovered way before 1960. It became a profitable business to fake them.
The Ica stones are a collection of andesite stones with engraving motifs created as a work of art in the 1960s. Created in 1960s by this person, Basilio Yusuchia. These were created in 1960s. Kent is trying to hide that fact from you.
I'm not hiding it at all. I'm saying the stones were discovered way before that, and people took advantage of this. It's a poverty-stricken country. They started carving some to make money. But thousands of them, 50,000 of them have been found. Call Dr. Cabrera. He has the museum there. Ask him, are all these made after 1960? No, we found thousands of them. And then people started making fake ones. How can't you get it? The purpose of the debate tonight.
I am showing you that the rock that you showed on screen was made in 1960. How disingenuous can you be, Kent?
I'm not at all. You don't understand what you're talking about. Look at that picture.
Absolutely, 100%.
Can you?
That picture is the same picture I have on screen, Kent.
I agree. You agree. I agree.
The same picture. And this here was created in 1960.
That's what you don't
1960.
Know. They're saying some of the stones were made after 1960.
You are asserting it. The very first thing I clicked on was 1960. So, right. you just lied
for more effect,
audience.
Okay?
Well, I mean, listen. you keep saying the same exact thing over and over. Why can't I say the same thing over and over?
Okay. This stone, you did not demonstrate that this particular one is one of the fakes. I said some of them are fake, but there are 50,000 of them. Call Dr. Cabrera. Call Don Patton, who's been there several times. There's his phone number. Call Dennis Swift, who's been there many times to Peru. They found these stones for centuries. They've known about these stones. And so people started making some fake ones. Therefore, in your little brain, all of them are fake.
No, the one that you showed on screen is fake, Kent.
You don't know that.
Go
How
show
do you
it on
know
screen.
That one they're showing? Do you know that that one they're showing on that Wikipedia article is one of the fake ones?
So they can all see your beautiful face.
Okay.
Because
are you showing that? Do you know that that one is one of the fake ones, or could it be one of the real ones?
Let's see. So this article does not state any real ones. They all say it was created in 1960, and there was a lot created by this one person, and his name is, again, Basio Ushuaia, in 1960. So Kent believes... Kent believes that this stone that was created in 1960 is proof that dinosaurs and man lived together. Now, here you go. There it is.
Back up. Put the other slide back up. I would like to respond. Put the slide back up. The one you just had. No, not that one.
That's the one I just had, Kent.
Put the last 20 slides back up.
That's the one I just had.
You know what? You're hiding it. Come on, you coward. Put the slide back up.
That's the one I just had.
That's
the one I
just
had.
James, shut him off. I'd like to talk.
You asked me to put it up. I put it up.
Hold on one second.
That's not the one.
Is that?
It's the exact same thing.
The slide you showed said in 1562, some of the priests found these stones. Show that slide again that says 1562.
Nowhere. I dare you. Nowhere was I showing that. Where?
You just got done showing it. There you go. Okay.
Where?
Right here. That's Joseph. Good. Okay. The first documented reports of the stones in Ica come from the Spanish records during the conquest of the Inca Empire. 1562.
I just want to be sure. Is it,
can
Kent,
you see
are
that?
You?
Everybody see that?
Okay.
You guys can't see it.
All right.
Okay.
Both of you guys, just one second.
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm just trying to straighten this out because, okay, Kent, are you referring to Amon's, what he's showing, or what you are showing?
No. Brother, it's my mistake. Joseph, my tech guy, is showing me the research that he found. Put it back up, Joseph. I'll tell you where to find it, okay?
Wait, did you
this
call
is the
me
article.
A coward?
Shut him off,
your
please.
Dude didn't show a thing. Google.
Okay, so
Gemini.
What I'm going to do is...
Google.com. Gemini.google.com says about the Ica stones, the earliest historical records in the 1500s, the very first documented reports of engraved stones from Ica were 1562. Jesuit missionary Padre Simon recorded seeing engraved stones in the region, and examples of these stones were reportedly sent back to Spain. Early Spanish accounts established the indigenous people have real historical practice of engraving small andesite river rocks centuries before modern tourism. The earliest archaeological stones, while the famous 19th and 20th century archaeologists didn't find engraved stones with their digs, a verifiable breakthrough occurred in 1966. You can read the article on gemini.google.com, and it's entitled U1 App something. Put the link up, Joseph, on our... Can you do that? Okay. The 1562, they began finding these stones. 1960, somebody said, hey, I'm broke. I need money for my electric bill. Let's fake some of these. Tourists are buying them. That's my position. Prove me wrong.
Okay. So the burden of proof is on you. So let me explain. There are carving stones, which you have been careful to say there are carving stones that were created in 1562. None of those stones. Turn his mic off. Let me respond.
This is your chance to respond, Eamon.
Okay, cool. So, Kent's assertion is that because they found in 1562, there were carved rocks. And yeah, there are carved rocks that they found in 1962. The person that wanted to pretend like he, and I'm not going to say anything malicious because I can't find anything malicious about it. There are actual rocks from 1562. There are carved stones. None of those carved stones from 1562 have dinosaurs on them. All of the dinosaurs that were created by this Masio Usuchuya in 1960s. Now, what Kent needs to show is the actual ones from 1562, because no, they did not. And since Kent used Gemini, I quickly plugged into Gemini the words, did the Ica 1562 show dinosaurs? No, there are no 1562 maps that show dinosaurs, nor are there ancient Incan map, map. In 1962, Gutierrez map, no dinosaurs. 1962, there weren't any, the Ica stones, they're not from 1562. This is the same Gemini that Kent just referenced. They're not from 1562, nor are they an ancient Incan record. They surfaced in 1960s. There are no carved stones that date from the 1500s, like Kent is claiming. There are none. There are carved stones. There are no carved stones that have dinosaurs on them. There's carved stones, and then there's the carved stones in 1960s. We have the person, the name of the artist that carved these dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. So that's been addressed. Kent has to show now that the 1562 stones, not the 1960 ones, are the ones that have the dinosaurs.
Okay, I will work on that. I said I've got several lines of evidence to win this debate tonight. Number one, there are lots of historical records of people killing dragons, describing creatures like a dinosaur. Number two, we have the Bible clearly teaching that God made everything in 6 days, everything, which means dinosaurs had to live with man. Number three, there's more than the carved stones. There's carvings on ancient tombs, ancient walls, the Babylonian walls with clear dinosaurs on the walls of Ishtar Gate from 600 BC. There's overwhelming archaeological evidence that people are drawing dinosaurs way before bones were discovered and labeled as dinosaur in 1841. So we also have dinosaurs that are still alive. Roy Mackle went to the Congo swamp and came back and said, folks, there are 15 or 20 foot dinosaurs, Apatosauruses, still alive in the swamp. If we find one still alive, we don't have to find any artwork or stones. They're still, do we have to find artwork or stones of humans making cats?
No, you have to find them
cats
alive.
Cats are still alive.
Cats you are still alive. You need to alive. Find them alive. Go find them alive.
Okay, there are 11,000 people that swear they've seen the Loch Ness Monster, and they describe a plesiosaurus. There are
go
reports
find it alive.
Of 11,000 people claim they've seen it. How many witnesses do you need?
You just said if we find it alive, we don't have to prove it. Find it alive. That's what I'm asking.
If they're still alive, go
find them.
Okay. Now, if they went to the Congo swamp, Roy Mackle, University of Chicago, I don't know if he's still alive or not. I got his phone number in here. Wrote this book after two trips to the Congo swamp. He said that this swamp is bigger than the state of Alabama. It is 80% unexplored today. It's the largest unexplored part of land that I'm aware of, okay, except maybe Antarctica. When he showed the natives that were living near this swamp, he showed them an Apatosaurus. They said, oh, that's Mokale Mbembe. Don't get close. He'll kill you with his tail. The natives, they can't even read. They've never seen a white man till this guy showed up. All they know is these critters are 15 or 20 feet long and they're dangerous. Don't get close to them. Why would they say such a thing? Read the book for yourself. Let me ask you a question, Len. I'll let you talk. If they found a live dinosaur in the Congo swamp and took video of it, would you say man and dinosaurs live together?
100%. Okay.
Good, good.
So said that you'd ask me a question, okay, then I can talk. Okay, cool. So this dude went into the Congo and he showed them a picture of an apatosaur?
No, they drew the sketch on the ground of the apatosaur. Be careful of Mokale Mbembe. You can read the book for yourself.
So they drew the picture of the dinosaur.
It's 300 and some pages long.
Does he have a photo of the picture that they drew?
No, we're looking here.
I feel like that would be an important, if you're going to bring this up as evidence, that would be an important thing to show. Did he take a picture of the photo or of the picture that they drew?
The drawing? I don't know. Let me look and see. Call Roy Mackle, University of Chicago.
I'm not doing your research for you, Kent.
Okay.
You got to do your own research. Okay. So
my position is very simple. Some may still be alive. If they caught a dinosaur, okay, Ammon, if somebody captured one and put it in the Brooklyn Zoo, Would you agree that dinosaurs have lived with man all along?
100%. Absolutely.
Good. Would you agree that that would be really verification of the Bible instead of the evolution theory?
100%. Absolutely.
You would? Great. I'll see if they can catch one for you.
Fantastic. Okay. Awesome. I love Jurassic Park. That's one of my all-time favorite movies. So now Kent has gotten me to say yes. If they find one, I would believe him. But he doesn't have them. That's why he doesn't show them. He's asserted that they're still alive today. There's some in the Congo? There's still some in the Congo. But the only evidence is some dude went and talked to some natives and they drew a picture in the dirt. Great. I don't know what the picture looked like. I don't know what's in the Congo. It would be awesome if there was an apatosaur in the Congo. I don't know why it would be there, but it would be pretty freaking cool. Because here's the thing. I would love to see a dinosaur.
Me too. That'd be great.
The problem is the only evidence that we have of humans and man living together, humans and dinosaurs living together, are some artwork on carved in stone. And he said, they're not all in stone. Some of them are on the walls that are also made of stone. So artwork that have been painted or carved that if you squint and you turn around and you close your eyes look like a dinosaur. Mm-hmm. Now he's trying to show me a pixelated, just like he's been doing this entire debate. He's been showing, look, this old thing looks like a dinosaur. This old thing looks a dinosaur. Great. There's no proof that thing exists. There's no proof that they didn't go out in the dirt and dig up a dinosaur and say, look, that skeleton right there must have been alive at some point, and somebody may have killed it because it's way too big to just die. So maybe it's a dragon that we've called it. I am down for the theory that ancient people found dinosaur bones. 100%, that's fine. I have fossils, dinosaur fossils. I'm 100% down for that. But you have to show evidence that they lived together. But all you have is some drawings of things that if you squint and turn around and close your eyes, looks like maybe it's a dinosaur. You're going to point to this pixelated picture again. Yep, sure. Great. Looks like a dragon. Does prove it was a dinosaur.
Okay. Is it my turn yet, James?
Yep.
Okay. Let me read the rest of this article. Western explorers drew pictures for the locals. The locals didn't draw. Here's what it said. To determine what the locals were claiming they saw, the researchers would show the indigenous villagers drawings of different creatures mixed together: crocodile, hippopotamus, elephant, bear, grizzly, a sauropod dinosaur. The result, time and again, across isolated villages that had no contact with each other or Western media, the locals consistently pointed directly to the drawing of the sauropod and identified it as Mokolee Mbembe. When shown an elephant or rhino, they recognized them by their local names, but they insisted the long-necked reptile was a completely different animal living in the deep rivers. So, I'm sorry, it wasn't the local drawing the picture. It was, and when they showed them pictures of animals a bear, for instance, they said, we've never seen that. They got 100% right. Roy Mackle covers this. He would show them all kinds of pictures trying to confuse them. And they'd say, oh, no, we've never seen that animal. Show them an elephant. Well, they don't live around here. They live further north, which is correct, or whatever. He showed them an apatosaurus. Yep, that one lives in the river. Just like it's no big deal. So if these natives did actually live with dinosaurs and still do, would that be enough evidence? I win the debate, we go home, I'm ready to go to bed.
No, that's not evidence to me.
Not for you, not enough for you, okay.
No, so we have all the time people that we go and say, oh, what are things that we need to look out for? And they'll describe wild things. There are some Native American folklore that say the giant mountain is a creature that comes alive and comes to eat them sometimes, like the entire mountain. Does that mean that the entire mountain is a creature that comes to live? Now, yeah, great. Maybe you can call it an apatosaur. I don't think so.
I know you don't.
It's not compelling evidence, Kent, because none of your evidence, it's all hearsay. You love the court of law. You bring this up in the court of law, they're going to say, this is all hearsay, Kent. Don't you have any actual evidence of these dinosaurs? You know, a single unfossilized bone, a single human fossil that is in the same layer of dirt as the dinosaurs. You know, anything that actual science can get their hands on and say, this is a dinosaur. But all you have is some drawings in a rock that if you turn around backwards and squint at it, looks like a dinosaur.
And close one eye. You forgot that part.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Close one eye. Yeah, one point I said, take off your glasses. Looks like a dinosaur. Yeah. Okay.
So that's all
you have is what is called circumstantial evidence at best, hearsay at worst.
Okay? Let me continue then. Here is a burial cloth from omniology.com. Showing what certainly looks to me like they're trying to depict some kind of creature that I would say would fit into the dinosaur category. Good fabric today, 80 to 100 threads per inch. These parachutes have 200 threads per inch. These Nazca fabrics have nearly 700 threads per inch. They're clearly depicting some kind of creature. I would say it's not a camel. Camels don't have, look like that. Dennis Swift, you can call him, in the remote Cambodian jungle. Here's a carving on the wall of a temple that certainly, to me, looks like a cat. I'm sorry, a stegosaurus.
Then you don't know what looks like.
They didn't know?
No, you don't know, Dr. Dino. That's not what a stegosaur looks like.
That's not a stegosaur.
It doesn't look like a stegosaur to me, no.
Okay.
Look at a dinosaur Mexico. Book that was published in the last 10 years.
In Acamburro, Mexico, they find all kinds of these. Let's see, dinosaurs range from these ceramic dinosaurs that somebody made down there. Where's the reference for this? You can call John Turney. He'd been there several times. In the Cabrera Museum, they find these pottery baked in the sun to turn to like ceramic dinosaurs. They were making these in Acamburro, Mexico. They have no contact with the Congo swamp or the Loch Ness Monster. So there's lots of evidence from different parts of the world. The people that went to the Congo swamp said very clearly they went to different isolated villages that had no contact with each other, showed them the same pictures, and got the same answers every time. I think that's pretty good evidence. Italian scientists.
Well, said you can think it's pretty good evidence.
Okay. James, I've had enough of this. Can we quit? I think I won. I'd like to go to bed. I just had to get up before breakfast this morning. Emin, you believe whatever you want. I'll see you judgment day. We'll decide.
You've definitely won if you have to declare yourself the winner.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you declaring me too.
Before he runs, can I have a second to
give your closing argument?
His last few things. Because he's like, I'm done, I'm going to bed.
If it's pithy, just because we do have some questions, we actually don't have very many questions if you guys are willing to stick around for those. But go ahead, Emin.
Okay. So again, Kent's whole assertion is someone drew some things on the wall and then they look like dinosaurs. That's from the beginning. That's all he has ever said. I came here expecting people are calling him Hulk Hovind. I was thinking we were getting some actual evidence of dinosaurs and man living together because, you know, that's the debate topic. But all he's shown me is that some people have drawn on the wall some point that if you turn around and close your eyes and squint,
and close one
they
eye,
look
yeah.
like they look like a dinosaur. I said that before. I said squint. Okay. They could look like a dinosaur. Now, what he's showing right there is not the actual drawing. It's someone that's traced over. So he's he's being super disingenuous in giving the same exact evidence over and over that. At the very beginning, I addressed just because they look like dinosaurs or have a long neck doesn't make it a dinosaur. Okay. It means that someone wasn't very good at art and drew something that they didn't know what looked like. And then Kent, the entire time, used the same over and over bit of it. I even showed that he lied about some of the evidence. The rocks in the Incas, he lied about, and then he tried to hide it. And then he called me the coward for not showing what his person was showing, which was kind of weird. So I don't think that Kent has shown any compelling evidence that dinosaur and man have lived together. If he were to show me, you know, an unfossilized dinosaur bone or some human fossils with dinosaur fossils, which I expected him to do because those are people, some young Earth creationists have tried to show those. But he didn't, he just said, look, these drawings kind of look like dinosaurs. Therefore, dinosaurs survived 65 million years or the flood for some reason. But he hasn't really shown any compelling evidence. Now, if Kent wants to go to bed, I'm going to stay and answer questions for anyone that has paid money, Kent, to watch us debate.
Ooh. I'll say and answer questions, James.
We don't have
I'm saying we're getting nowhere here. We're getting nowhere here.
No problem. That's all right. We have gone for about an hour and almost an hour and a half. So we're going to jump into these questions, folks. As you can see at the bottom right of your screen, if you would like to help us cover the cost of security for DebateCon 8 this summer, your help means more than you know. If you click on the GoFundMe link in the live chat, as well as in the description box, that helps us immensely. This is an unanticipated cost. When we started DebateCon, security wasn't really an issue. Now it's necessary, and it's frankly expensive. So your help goes a long way. Check out the GoFundMe, DebateCon 8, happening July 25th in Dallas. That's next month. It's rapidly approaching. With that, we're going to jump into these questions. Thanks for your kind words. Bless My Vibe Code says, glad to see you, Kent. Looking forward to this debate. Cheers. And Aaron Evenlord. All right, that's just an insult. Okay, Big League Drew says, we have, don't worry, this one's actually a benevolent troll. He says, we have proof your mom is a dinosaur. Longtime friend. This one from Manny Fresh says, am I seeing things? Those look like they're cats to me. I don't know for sure what they're referencing.
Oh, that's I can bring it up again. It's the Renaissance cats that have human faces.
Gotcha. Oh, they have human faces. Okay. Yeah. This one from Bless My Vibe Code says, I don't know, man. There's some weird stuff in human history from the ancients. Look at the pyramids. No way humans lifted those 70-ton rocks so perfectly. I wouldn't be surprised if we walked around dinosaurs. If you want to respond, Eamon, you can. You don't have to.
I mean, we know how they lifted those. There's been several ways that people have gone out into the desert and have lifted the, not by hand, have used things that were available to them at the time to move those stones. We have explanations that do not require us to say dinosaurs are still around, even though no one's ever seen one, no one's ever caught one. We can't show it in actual reality. There's no reason to think the dinosaurs helped with that.
You got it. And this one from, do appreciate it. The Brandalorian says, modern science once thought pandas were myths. Just because you haven't seen something doesn't mean it isn't there. I think they're talking about, my guess is they mean like dinosaurs in the age of man.
Yeah. And then we found the pandas. So as soon as Kent shows me an apatosaur that he found in the Congo, I'm gonna say that they either, one, have a myth of this Mbaka or whatever they called it, or they're just misrepresenting some other dinosaur or some other animal that they saw. So, yeah, I agree. Sometimes we think that things are myths. However, I do not think that Mothman exists.
Evenlord says, Dr. Hovind, have you seen what modern artists depict dinosaurs? I'm thinking they're asking. Go ahead.
I've seen thousands of pictures of people depicting dinosaurs, some accurate, some. I don't think when you find a pile of bones, you got to be careful, you know, what all you want to add to it. You know, you can probably make a lot of different dinosaurs from the same skeleton, but that's certainly that artistic ability, artistic variations. But yes, I've seen thousands of pictures of dinosaurs. We have Dinosaur Adventureland in Lenox, Alabama. Our phone number, 855-BIG-DINO. Give us a call.
Big Dino. This one from Nathan Kuman says, thank you for this, Kent. You just changed my life. This one from, do appreciate it. This one's slipping in last moment. Maybe this is one of your old foes, Kent. They say, I have no idea. The Curtis Hatchell Project. Does this guy seem familiar, Kent?
I don't recognize that name of that project. No, not yet. So doesn't sound familiar.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. They said I don't know if this is true, Kent. You can let us know. They say Kent Hovind has publicly admitted he no longer believes the Noah story is true because of my scientific documents. Is this true, Kent? I have a...
Yeah, that is, guys, either stupid or lying. I believe the Noah story is true, absolutely 100% accurate in the Bible. I believe I have never said anything like that.
You got it. I think that, let me just double check, because it's the short list tonight. I want to just be sure we got all of them. Thanks for your questions, folks. And you can find both of our guests linked in the description box. So both Kent and Eamon are linked below. That is including on the podcast. All the Modern Day Debate debates end up on the podcast within 24 hours of them being live. So check out our guest links in the podcast description box as well if you'd like to. And got that one. With that, I want to say, folks, thanks so much for tuning in tonight. One last one. Nathan, appreciate it. Nathan Humans strikes again, says, Eamon, can you show me your shirt? I keep trying to see. Can you stand really quick?
So this is a dragon steel shirt. So it's a dragon holding a sword. Now, Kent thinks that because this is showing a dragon, that means that dinosaurs walked with... The people down here in Utah that made this shirt. So apparently these people down here in Utah have dragons or have dinosaurs because they drew this dragon here on this shirt.
This one from Kent doesn't even, he's not even going to dignify that with a response. All right.
That looked like a cat to me, but go ahead.
It's okay. You can misunderstand that point all you want.
You guys have tremendous chemistry. This one, last one, The Emperor says, what you both got to realize is dinosaurs don't exist. They're not biblically accurate, and the Earth is only 6,000 years old. They're not biblically accurate. Really? I don't understand what they mean by that. What's this view? Okay. With that, find both of our guest links in the description box below, folks. We do appreciate our guests. They're the lifeblood of the channel, so check out their links right now. With that, I'm going to let our guest go, but I will be back in just a second. Tom Willis also asked me to read a super chat. He says, James won't ever ask my critical questions when Kent is on. We already did ask questions. You didn't ask one. So they say, so I won't ask any on the stream. But it's true. If you do put an insult in it, we're not going to read that part. So, for example, like one of these tonight, I read half of the super chat because...
I want to know. I like the insults. I want to know. If it was insulting me, you should read it.
I can't even remember who it was insulting, for real. But, folks, check out both Kent's and Eamon's links below. I'm going to let these guys go so they can rest. Thank you, Kent and Eamon. It's been a true pleasure to have you tonight.
Thank you. Absolutely. All right, good night, all. All right, thank you, folks.
Thanks. Take care. And folks, stick around. I'll be back in just a moment.